Exam Objectives Fast Track, Understanding Windows Server Virtualization and Consolidation Concepts. Virtualization is a technology that allows many autonomous operating systems to be run in isolation from one another, while utilizing the same physical hardware. Windows Server 2008 Hyper-V uses hardware-assisted virtualization technology. It therefore requires the support of 64-bit processors that contain specific functionality improvements. Windows Server 2008 Hyper-V uses microkernel hypervisor architecture. This new style of hypervisor provides reduced vulnerability to attack from hackers, as well as reduced susceptibility to system instabilities that might be caused by code issues with drivers. The design of the microkernel hypervisor requires the assistance of the processor to facilitate certain portions of the communication between the virtual machines and the underlying physical hardware. Also, processor support is required for a new security feature called Data Execution Prevention, or DEP. Virtualization allows for multiple server roles to be consolidated onto one or at least fewer virtual server workloads, greatly improving efficiency. The key is in the proper selection of candidates for consolidation. It is normally not wise to consolidate functions whose roles are of critical importance to the organization, since maintenance activities to one workload could adversely affect another. Sometimes functionalities need to be maintained on separate workloads in order to ensure their availability throughout the enterprise. Also, virtual platforms do run a slightly higher risk of temporary outage due to activities such as the need to migrate from one host to another, and therefore applications that have a zero tolerance to downtime are generally not good candidates for virtualization and consolidation. Installing and configuring Windows Server Virtualization. The prerequisites for installing the WSV role are updating the BIOS, enabling the needed features in the BIOS, and then installing the Hyper-V RCO update KB949219. Only after these prerequisites have been met can you successfully install the WSV role. If the .msu updates are not installed, then the WSV role will not be available for selection and installation under the Server Manager Roles pager, and if the BIOS settings are not enabled, then Hyper-V will not start after installation. Once the Hyper-V role has been installed on a server core instance of Windows Server 2008, it is necessary to connect to it from another server running either a full install of Windows Server 2008 or a Windows Vista computer running the appropriate tools for WSV role management. A server core installation does not have the Server Manager GUI tool. Server roles cannot be installed through Server Manager while connected remotely to another Windows Server 2008 instance. Roles can only be installed while connected locally. On a server core install of Windows Server 2008, the WSV role must be installed locally at the command line by typing the command start WOC setup Microsoft Hyper-V. After the WSV role has been installed, the Windows Server Virtualization Manager snap-in will be available from two locations. New virtual machines can be configured as per the following constraints. For the guest operating system, the following are the currently supported options. Windows Server 2008 and all 32-bit and 64-bit versions. Windows Server 2003, all 32-bit and 64-bit versions. SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 10 Service Pack 1, Beta x86 and x64 editions. For the assignable system resources, the following are the viable options. Up to 64 gigabits of memory per VM, up to 4 virtual SCSI disks per VM, up to 8 processors per VM, up to 8 virtual network adapters per VM. Learning about System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2007. Virtual Machine Manager Server is a core application. It utilizes a SQL Server 2005 database to store all virtual machine-related metadata. It runs on either 32-bit or 64-bit versions of Windows 2003 Server. It is designed to manage Microsoft-based virtualized resources in .vhd format. It does possess the additional ability to convert VMware-based .vmdk format files into the .vhd format. The VMM server can be accessed through any of the following interfaces: Virtual Machine Manager Administrator Console, Self-Service Web Portal, Windows PowerShell Command Line Utility. System Center Virtual Machine Manager currently possesses the capability to perform virtual machine management for the following virtualized assets: Microsoft Virtual Server ART Release 2 based virtual assets, Microsoft Windows Server 2008 virtual assets, full capability promised in next release, and VMware based virtual assets. The Virtual Machine Manager library serves as a repository of all virtual machine and virtual environment related data storage. The main types of material stored in this repository would be virtual machine deployable images, virtual machine deployment templates, operating systems.iso files, and VHD virtual machine disk files. Every VMM task and tool has a corresponding Windows PowerShell command, which can be viewed during execution. PowerShell can also be used directly to script and execute routine maintenance activities that can be automated to save time. PowerShell also provides the ability to execute bulk jobs or break tasks down into stages in order to achieve a more verbose level of control over virtualization management tasks. Learning to manage Windows Server virtualization-based assets. There are several options available for managing virtual assets in a Windows Server 2008 virtualization environment. The Windows Server 2008 Virtualization Management Console, the Server Manager, System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2007, the PowerShell Command Line Utility, and the WMI Interface. Microsoft has promised to include support for VMware not only through their System Center Virtual Machine Manager Server 2007, but also in the underlying PowerShell command line scripting functionality. At the time of writing, this remains a promise, but the expected functionality is that VMware-based virtual assets will be directly manageable through the SCVMM 2007 Management Console. As well, there will be support for the virtual-to-virtual conversion utility, designed to allow customers to migrate their virtual assets over to the Microsoft platform. Microsoft has recently acquired a new technology called SoftGrid Application Virtualization. Its purpose is to virtualize the application itself rather than the underlying operation system. The idea is that an application contained in this format would never actually be installed on the target computer and could be hosted as a guest on any desired computer. This would allow for the deployment of applications throughout an organization in a highly dynamic manner. Dynamic updates and changes could then be delivered in a policy-based administration model. The intended target for this is more the workstation end of the spectrum. Frequently asked questions. Question: I have developed a server consolidation plan based upon the application workloads that I believe are best suited for virtualization and consolidation, but I'm not sure if the criteria that I applied to the selection process are correct. How can I be sure? Answer: ensure that this plan includes considerations for the criticality of the assessed workload's application or functionality. In general, workloads that require redundancy or geographically dispersed servers in order to ensure the availability of a particular function should be avoided in any virtualization plan. As well, applications or functions determined to be sufficiently critical that they cannot tolerate even a short period of outage are not good candidates for consolidation. Question: I have a significant problem with an older but critical business application that my desktop users depend upon that will not run on the newest desktop operating system being used in my company. To further complicate the situation, there are several other business-critical applications also running on our workstations that will only run on this newer operating system. How can I find a solution that will allow me to deploy both the application with legacy OS requirements simultaneously with the newer applications to my desktop users? Answer: an application such as this with a dependency on a legacy operating system is often a prime candidate for the SoftGrid application virtualization solution. With SoftGrid, an application such as this can be virtualized and seamlessly delivered to the desktop user, regardless of what OS his or her workstation is running. With this solution applied, the security and application support requirements for the newer OS can be satisfied, while simultaneously satisfying the requirement to support the legacy application. Question. I am trying to develop an integrated and unified solution to suit my company's needs and satisfy its requirements for the management of its virtualized assets. How can I know if I am making the right choices regarding individual virtualization management products? Answer. The answer to this question depends upon many factors. First, the size of an organization is a significant determining factor in what level of virtualization management solution should be deployed. For an organization only looking to satisfy their quality assurance, development, or disaster recovery requirements, the native management tools included with Windows Server virtualization would most likely prove sufficient. In this situation, the investment in enterprise-level management tools would not really be practical. For a large organization, however, the more verbose functionality offered by System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2007 would be more appropriate. When coupled with System Center Operations Manager, these two components of the System Center product line can provide the unified and integrated solution for the enterprise-level management not only of virtual assets, but of physical server assets as well. The System Health and Status Monitoring capability of System Center Operations Manager can allow administrators to stay on top of all issues and handle them proactively. There is also the ability to collect and display performance data, both current and historical, that can be a vital component in server placement and resource allotment decisions for virtualized assets. Question. I have developed a set of standards to be used by my company to determine the ideal placement of virtual servers after they have been virtualized and/or consolidated. How can I know if these standards are correct and if the end result of these server placement decisions is having the desired effect? Answer. As previously mentioned, System Center Operations Manager is a vital component in this process. System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2007 provides the tools necessary to make good decisions regarding which hosts are the best candidates for virtual machine placement, but these tools depend upon the performance data that would traditionally be stored in System Center Operations Manager. As a result, these two products should be seriously considered for parallel deployment in order to realize the full capability of System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2007. Question. I am running a mixed environment with VMware-based virtual assets running alongside Windows Server virtualization-based virtual assets. How can I ensure that I can manage these assets effectively? Answer. Microsoft has promised that the next production release of System Center Virtual Machine Manager will be able to cross-manage VMware-based virtual assets. This release is scheduled to coincide with the production release of Windows Server 2008 Hyper-V in mid-2008. This will allow for a unified enterprise management solution for the management of virtual assets in any mixed environment. There is also the capability from SCVMM to perform virtual-to-virtual conversions of VMware-based virtual machines using the .vmdk file format over to the .vhd file format utilized by Hyper-V. As a result of this capability, the option does exist to migrate all non-Hyper-V-based assets over to the same format in order to achieve a unified solution, not only for VM management, but also for virtual environment architecture and so on. Question. I need to design a strategy to execute a migration to virtual platforms for the workloads that have been determined to be appropriate. What process should I follow? Answer. Normally, the P2V functionality is the primary tool utilized to perform this function. The V2V may be part of the migration strategy if a migration from VMware to the Hyper-V platform is a part of the determined requirement. Other than this, however, after building a list of good workload candidates targeted for virtualization, the P2V tool can be used to create a virtual copy of the physical source server. The newly created virtual copies can have their names altered slightly in order to allow them to coexist on the network in parallel with the original. Once the application owners have validated the functionality of the new VM, a controlled cutover can be carried out.